disappointed. Obviously, that Sam's decided to go to rugby union and play rugby union is a great loss for our sport in terms of rugby league, and certainly a great loss for the England rugby league team. But as a young man with great ambitions, and he wants a different challenge, and he's took that upon himself.
Did you speak to him? Did you have a conversation with him about it? Did he ask your advice, or did you just go ahead and do it?
Oh, yeah. Sam's he's pretty strong-minded, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do. He did speak to me regarding all of it. He was very respectful in terms of that, and which was good of him. But he's, like I said, he's a person who's made some brave and strong decisions in the past. He left England Super League to go to the NRL and at a young age and forge a career across here, and now he wants his career to turn in a different pattern. So, good luck to him. Will be a huge loss, a big hole to fill. But we're hoping that obviously there's two, three of his brothers who are still playing rugby league and have got a lot of improvement left in them, that they'll come through and hopefully fill that gap.
When did you first get wind that this might happen? There's been a few rumours around, but it's only like the last week or so where the story's really gathered momentum. How soon or how early did you know that something might happen?
Oh, look, Sam keeps his business to himself, and probably over the last week or so, myself and Sam have had the opportunity to have a chat and explain, like you said, his thoughts. And so, yeah, I respected that decision. And like I said, as the England head coach, it's a huge loss. I'm disappointed, but young men make decisions, and Sam has done so.
What did he say to you?
Well, he just explained his thoughts and his reasoning behind that. I'm sure that'll come out in the press as to exactly why he wants the new challenge and what he aims to try and achieve in a different sport. And it was just a conversation with Sam where he wanted to let the England head coach know exactly what he was doing.
As a guy, and you obviously know him very, very well, Steve, both from Bradford and England, as a guy, what's Sam Burgess like?
Well, he's a tremendous person. He's an energiser. He brings a lot of energy to any group that he's involved with. Great personality, strong personality, very strong mind, very strong will, but a great carer of other people. And he'll certainly be a big asset for the rugby union team, for Bath rugby in particular, and hopefully if Sam makes it, his ambition to play for England rugby union as well.
And for those, I don't know how many rugby union fans know too much about Sam Burgess, they're going to know a lot more very soon. If you were able to speak to them now and they asked you, what's Sam Burgess all about, what would you say to them?
Oh, look, he's an ultimate physical specimen. He's 114, 15 kilos. He's tall, he's lean, he's very, very powerful and very, very skillful as well. And he's going to break the line a lot in rugby union. He'll bend the line, he'll poke his nose through the other side. And he ferocious defensively, hits very, very hard. And whatever Sam decides to turn his hand to, I'm sure he would be successful because he's got all the attributes of being a great sportsman, and like I said, he's a great person with it as well.